Oh, something funny's going on here. That was Gypsy by Black Sabbath, taken from the superb album called Technical Ecstasy, which was, which is, to my mind, their greatest vinyl achievement. And Jerry, I believe, is going to be featuring a track from the follow-up album, which is called Never Say Die, and of course was the last album by Sabbath to feature Ozzy Osbourne on vocals. That's better. I've got the wrong fader. ...9:44, you're listening to Radio Suburbia on 90.5 FM in stereo. If you want to phone us, the phone lines are open until at least 20 past 11, but certainly, almost certainly, until midnight. And the number is 546-9648. If you want to write to us, the mailing address is Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, PO Box 80, Croydon, Surrey, CR96AB. That, of course, is the address for competition entrance. And things are going strange tonight, aren't they? If you've got any idea of what the answer to either of my competitions or Jerry's competition is, and you'd like to enter, don't forget, send us a line. But if you want to reply ever from Radio Suburbia, because funds are limited, please include a stamp. Anyway, what we've got for you today in the first of two Martin Lewis competitions is a real cacophony of sound, because there's 45 seconds of four different tracks all at the same time. And if you can decipher them and who is what by or whatever, then send me a line. Martin Lewis competition numero uno, or number one if you want to speak English. Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, PO Box 80, Croydon, Surrey, CR96AB. Oh, we've got one of those embarrassing silences. There's supposed to be a bit more music now. Well, I can't even remember what the four tracks are myself, and I did the composition. So if you can suss out what those four tracks are, send me a line of some variety. Martin Lewis, competition number one, Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, PO Box 80, Croydon, Surrey, CR96AB. Of course, we'd love to hear from you for any reason whatsoever. Also, if you happen to be writing in to me, could you include a list of your top five albums? Because I'm trying to compile the all-time top five for Christmas, and between now and then I'm going to run through someone's top five every week. If I run through yours, I'll send you a few bits and pieces, including one of these marvellous Radio Suburbia pencils, says he, reaching out and grabbing one. They're in an assortment of colours. There's blue there, and yellow, and red, and green. And they're real... not lead, because it's sort of a mixture of graphite and other compounds. Pencils with Radio Suburbia embossed on them in gold writing. But don't bother trying to melt the gold down and sell it, because I assure you, it isn't valuable.
There is unrest in the forest, there is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Mm-hmm.
Rush from the superb double live called Exit Stage Left, and that's called Le Trees. It's preceded on the album by a thing called Bruin's Bane, which is a rather nice sort of classical-ish instrumental by Alex Lifeson on guitar, who Alex Lifeson, of course, being very influenced these days by Alan Holdsworth, who used to be one of Jerry's favourite bands, Bruford. It's 9:52, you're listening to Radio Suburbia on 90.5 FM in stereo. If you want to phone us, the phone line is open now, and the number is 546-9648. If you want to write to us, of course, Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, PO Box 80, Croydon, Surrey, CR9 6AB. And if you want to reply, please enclose a stamp. All these pieces of information will eventually be put on numerous jingle cartridges, so you'll be relieved of the monotony of me repeating them at you several million times throughout. What are you laughing at, sir? Oh, I'm getting laughter in the background. Is it coming through the mixer, I ask myself? It's a very nice new building we're in these days. If you remember the last run, you'll remember that we were in a thing called Tharg Buildings. Now, Brian Tharg is no longer with us. I'm not going to give too much away, I don't think. No, he's not looking angry. I haven't offended him yet. Yes. Just knocked a hole in the wall from the control room so he can shout at me. Anyway, so we're in this new building now called Node's House, and it's really rather ornate. You look at it, it doesn't look like a house at all. In fact, it looks like a big cardboard box. I wonder if its name's Dave.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bo Hey No, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater on the saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, Jay Arthur Rank on gong.
Radio Suburbia, in stereo. The station for people with more than one ear.
I found a picture of you. in the past, we've been cast out of the... Now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Control. The phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. Crescent in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
City sounding calm and relaxed when it's just been a frantic 2-second dash to get the jingle inserted in the machine. And that was Back on the Chain Gang. Preceding that was the Bonzo Dog Band, also once known as the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and the intro and the outro.
It's 10 o'clock.
And you're listening to Radio Suburbia, 90.5 FM, in stereo, the station for people with more than one ear. Who is that? Who is that smooth-voiced person who said all that? Oh, no idea. We just got this... We've got these... cartridges here, and they've got obscene messages on them. Well, they're not obscene, actually, they're rather good, and one day they might even have musical backings, but it's nice to have some blank voiceovers in the meantime. Give you a quick rundown of the weather and a few other little details, also a bit of weather background. A few of this month's exceptional records. Since September the 20th, we've only had two completely dry days. Another half inch of rain this month will make it the wettest October on record. And in some parts of the Radio Suburbia area, when it finally stopped raining yesterday, it had been raining constantly for 46 hours, almost long enough to make the record books. Anyway, the actual weather forecast goes something like this. Tonight will become cold and misty, with widespread fog by midnight and a very strong possibility of ground frost in the suburbs. Minimum temperature 5 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow the fog will clear quite quickly, giving a dry start to the day. However, it is quite likely that the rain will return by about midday, remaining with us throughout the afternoon. Maximum temperature 13 degrees centigrade, and Monday will start clear following Sunday evening's rain. Don't forget, of course, if you want to write to us, it's Radio Suburbia, Department ED 32, PO Box 80, Croydon, Surrey, CR9 6AB. If you want to phone us, the phone lines are open hopefully until midnight on 546 9648. That's 546 9648. Ian's in the phone room at the moment, so give him a bell and give him something to do. I've got the local band for you in 27 minutes or so at 10:30. But in the meantime, someone who definitely isn't in a local band, he lives in Bath actually, Peter Gabriel, going out for Steve and Tina and anyone else who happens to like people like Peter Gabriel. This is a track from his excellent new solo album called Peter Gabriel, the fourth in the series, thus called The Same Thing. And the South Bank Show should, I think it's next Sunday, are going to be showing a documentary about how the album was made, which should be fascinating. In the meantime, we're just going to play you a track from it. And this is the track that closes side one. It's called The Family and the Fishing Net.
Thank you. dishes with his broom. He rehearses jokes to fly and hover, resting over the bride and groom. And the talk goes on.
Gabriel and the family and the fishing net. It's 10 past 10, Radio Suburbia 90.5 FM in stereo. I believe we're supposed to talk really deep and throaty, but if I do that, no one will be able to hear me. If you want to phone us, the phone line is open now, and the number 546-9648. Today, if it's your birthday, you share it with Manfred Mann, which makes me feel quite old because he's 42 and I can remember buying some of his records in the late 60s. Anyway, this is rather interesting. It's a track called Starbird Number 2. If you've got Blinded by the Light on single, turn it over and play this one, because it really is rather nice. It's called Starbird Number 2, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, and happy birthday, Manfred Mann.
Starbird, let your cry lead us all through the night.
Rising from the ashes, your light will show us the way.
Thank you.
Very pleasant, that, and that's for my father. I think he might appreciate that one. In the meantime...
And now, a public announcement. The noise you can hear on your wireless set is the Martin Lewis Show on Radio Suburbia.
And next in the show... From Grace and Danger, John Martin... Some people are crazy. Track that. Steve got me onto that one, but I've already mentioned him, so I'm not going to mention him again. Well, actually, I will mention him again a little later. He knows what that's in aid of. You're listening to Radio Suburbia on 90.5 FM.
the best place to go on a Saturday night.
Oh, thank you very much. Quickly fade him out in case he says something rude afterwards. You never can tell with these people. Wild Willie Barrett.
If it's the last thing we ever do,
his version.
We've got to get out of this place.
Of the Animals classic.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you.
Yes. So many people these days re-record old songs and have hits with them. But there's one that wasn't. Meantime, here's one that was a hit, but it's one of their own compositions, well, Sting's compositions, produced by the Police, engineered and co-produced by Hugh Padgham, I see, who also, of course, works with Genesis a lot. And I believe, if I can just nab this particular disc... Yes, yes, he assisted and engineered Phil Collins' his new album, which is coming out in November, and it's called Hello, I Must Be Going, and Jerry's got the single, and we'll probably play it later, which has blown his gaff, hasn't it? Giving away all his intimate details. In the meantime, however, this is called Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. I can think of a few ladies like that myself.
Oh,
Steve Winwood, and first track from his new album called Talking Back to the Night, called Valerie. Going out for a young lady of the same name. Anyway, it's 10:29 and a half, and in half a minute it'll be local running time, so we're going to have
That track was called Afterglow by Genesis, from their latest Three Sides Live double album, or rather comparatively recent Three Sides Live double album on Radio Suburbia. 90.5 FM, broadcasting in indeed stereo. Time is 1 minute past 12, and if this jingle actually works, it might even work. No, obviously not.
Jerry Sinclair.
Oh, wow, that was complete guesswork. Yes, that is the man who is on the microphone at this very moment in time. Yes, it's Jerry Sinclair. Could it be anybody else? This is Suburbia, 90.5 FM stereo. The phone line, I'm afraid, has now terminated itself. But never mind, you can still write to Suburbia FM. It's Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, P.O. Box 80, P.O. Box 80, Croydon, C-R-O-Y-D-O-N, Croydon. that's, of course, in Surrey, CR96AB, the postal code, to keep the post office extremely happy. Let's get straight into those records. This is Squeeze and Annie Get Your Gun, current single which bands now broke up, of course. Take it away, Glenn. Well, nearly. A squeeze there, Annie, get your gun. Getting used to the controls again after a long absence. This is Jerry Sinclair on Radio Suburbia, 90.5 FM in stereo, wall-to-wall stereo, no less, and that was squeeze there. I didn't say a warm thank you to, as aforesaid mentioned, Martin Lewis with his 3 hours of extremely loud programming. But
that's all right, anytime.
that, by the way, you have to buy a new Stanton 500E stylus to replace the one you just destroyed. Anyway, thanks a lot there, and we'll be back. He'll be back next week with his program of various musical tracks at 9 o'clock. Let me think, that's 21 hours Greenwich Mean Time, because next week, in fact, after 2 o'clock tonight, we revert back to Greenwich Mean Time, away from British Summer Time, and we'll be telling you all about that then. Fine. Now, there should be a record or something going on, but not. The clicks are caused by this strange endless loop tape machine we have. Which you see doesn't work at all. Hang on. What on earth is going on? See, it totally didn't work. Totally didn't work. He gives me something to talk over. He wants musical wallpaper to fill in the cracks, sort of thing. My word, this new studio is a revelation. It's completely different, of course. Housed in Node's House, the home of the National Organization for the Democratization of the Electromagnetic Spectrum. And try saying that when you've had a few. And inevitably, we'll go into the saga of what happened on January the 16th, 1982. No, not how many ants were killed in an ant farm in Liberia. And by the way, Brian, the answer to last week's competition was not John Stonehouse. Oh, enough of this. My word, this mixer panel is so confusing. Let me think, that knob does this and this slider. Oh, I see, I get it. You push this button. Indeed. Stop. Blimey. Dire Straits, chart-topping number one album. This is probably the new single, I would think. A track called Industrial Disease. I should say so.
Corner, I'm a thunderstruck. They got free speech, tourists, police.
Dire Straits from their latest album, Love Over Gold. That's called Industrial Disease. This is Suburbia on 90.5 FM stereo. That's where we are, on your dial. It's been a long time. We're back again, of course, broadcasting Saturday evenings through Sunday morning, yes, 9 p.m. through to 3 a.m. And this week you get an extra hour because we put our clocks back, so you're extremely lucky.
Jerry Sinclair with the Insomniac's Breakfast Show.
That's right. Thank you, John, by the way. Nice to see you today, and thanks for those bits of recorded tape which you helped us with, and all the best of luck to you. And also, aforesaid mentioned, Bob Matthews, who's no longer with us, but best of luck with your current new project, which I won't go into until you can until you can say I can announce the details, which hopefully I'll be able to do soon. So a brand new station starting on a specific frequency, won't mention which, but more details in that pipeline. Here's John Martin, one of my favourite artists, from his new album, Well Kept Secret. Should have been the single. Could have been me.
See that man look in his eyes. See him walking you back home. I recognize that look in his eyes. I wish he'd leave you alone. Could have been me. Could have been me. Might have been me.
erstwhile Scottish singer-songwriter there. He said something else. That's John Martin there from Well Kept Secret. His latest waxing on WA Records and Tapes. Could have been me. Should have been the single. Never mind. Suburbia FM, 90.5 inevitably in stereo, 12:17 and 59 seconds. Well, it's now 12:18, but of course you weren't really worried about the time, were you? Hopefully not quite as loud as Martin's programme, but we'll have to see. And a warm hello and welcome to all of you listening out there. And as I said before, it's been a long time. Good to be back on this frequency at this time. And hopefully continuing that for at least two or three more weeks, at least. Let's hope, touch wood, always touch wood when Radio Suburbia is on the air. It does tend to help things. Indeed. Let's have another one of those jingles, shall we? Well, not jingles. This is a sort of equivalent to the Potter's Wheel in an audio content that's easily digestible, the Suburbia Interlude jingle, whatever that means. And don't forget ye mailing address, which is now available and open to anybody who wants to write to it. Absolutely no obligation, but a stamp would be appreciated. That's Radio Suburbia. That's all very clever. Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, PO Box 80. That's Croydon, a wonderful town in southwest London called Croydon. In Surrey, of course, the major county of Surrey, and the postal code is CR96AB for all those requests, dedications, complaints, and of course, I think this week anybody who really writes in will probably get, writes in with favourable comments will get a ergonomically designed, biodegradable Radio Suburbia pencil, which are now available in great quantities here in the Radio Suburbia plush building, Nodes House, head of NODES. What does it all mean? I ask myself. I don't know. I've never been able to work out that one. Okay, my name's Jerry Sinclair. Is it really fine? Take it away. Right, here we go. Todd and Utopia from their album Swing to the Right. This is the title track. It's all about swing to the right in American politics or something. We're all heavy, but music's good.
Sell out who's alive.
and thereupon it ends. That's Utopia from their album, which is called Swing to the Right. That was the title track. Dear oh dear, these things, I think things are going in a rather symptomatic and obvious manner. That's a pretty great album, by the way, but not well publicised. Good album, lots of good titles on it, like, for example, John Crock. I'll play that later on, that's quite humorous. References to Barry Manilow, whoever he is. Barry Manilow? Never heard of him. This is Suburbia, 90.5 FM, broadcasting, of course, in stereo, but also listenable in mono to London and the outlying areas, reaching the parts that other parts cannot reach, and something else is planned as well, but more of that later on. And I might even tell you about a bit about Radio Suburbia and our previous stint, which was from May the 30th, 1981, to January the 16th, 1982, when we closed down for the last time. Well, some thought we closed down for the last time. Let it not be said. Some of you out there thought we would never come back, but we're back on this frequency, and hopefully here for a little bit longer, although I cannot say how long. Fine, Martin Lewis is gone in search of a fast food emporium. You'll be lucky to find one serving fast food that's really digestible in this town. But nevertheless, I hope you I hope you find something that's quite enjoyable. Trying not to over-deviate here, by the way. Fine, 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 fine. Okay, and the Radio Suburbia mailing address, must plug this a number of times, because although essentially a test broadcast, as this is, the mailing address, of course, we'd love to hear from anybody who is picking up the transmission. Not really in a DX sense, but certainly if you do hear us and would like to know more about us, drop a line to Radio Suburbia, Department ED32, P.O. Box 80, Croydon, CR9 6AB, and that's in the county of Surrey, of course. And we'll write back on a piece of genuine Radio Suburbia paper, and if you're extremely nice in your comments, that it'll probably send you a free Radio Suburbia pencil. By the way, next week we've got a fantastic competition where we'll be giving away six cars. Yes, we'll be giving away six cars next week, in a really fantastic and super, super duper competition, the chance of a lifetime.
Let him pop a little, let him swing, and he is sorry, because there's something that
Well, yes it is. Yes, that was Scree, probably from their new album, well, a compilation album really called Songs to Remember. That was a current 12-incher called, relatively, comparatively recent 12-incher called Asylums in Jerusalem. Yes, the talking clock is still there, but we're not going to feature that one so often. Everybody's got talking clocks now, have you heard? Everybody's got talking clocks. Suburbia was the first station to feature talking clocks, and now they've all got them. Pretty dismal, boring things they are too, but you can't actually do something intelligent, but there you go. It is purely programmed. It is a microprocessor. It doesn't actually talk. It just gives you the impression it's talking. It doesn't think. Well, it does it think? I think the microprocessor is... No, not really. No, they're just carrying out actions as a program. Yes, EEPROMs, all this UV light. It's having a terrible effect on my brain. It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home or something. Of course, who can fail to commemorate 20 years ago? It was really famous and, well, they were really famous. Well, I think October 1962, that's right, yes. I remember reading the cover of Please Please Me as well. Anyway, this isn't from Please Please Me. This is The Fab Four, but from a rather later album called Rubber Soul.
It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We forget the tears we cried. But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. You ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me. It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me. But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait. Been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone.
Well indeed, that was the Beatles, a track called Wait from Rubber Soul, which was, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, was it the fifth, so the fifth album? For some strange reason, I seem to be intermittently losing one channel on my headphones. This always happens to me, but never mind. And that was, of course, the legendary Beatles, who still sell, well, I think they've sold more records since they broke up in 1970 than they were when they were together. And, my word, just think of those millions there. Well, not the millions they've made, but the electrical and musical industries have made. But, no, I'm not. I was going to get into a political discourse there, which I'm now going to stray off from, but never mind. Fine, this is Suburbia, 90.5 FM, back again after a long absence from the airwaves with the sort of music that you'd like to listen to if you'd like to listen to Radio Suburbia, which is why you're listening to it, I hope. But more of that to come. We've got a lot of things to cover in the next few hours. I'm going to play some of the stuff we would have played if we'd been on the air between January and October. And of course we weren't on the air, so we didn't play it. So rather than forget all about it, let's play some of it, and you can experience the difference, or whatever. That Edward D. Stone character will be coming in later on. Here's a jam.
One, two, three, four.
Right, Running on the Spot there by The Jam from The Gift. Very number one album from about April 1982. And more tracks from that perhaps in the weeks to come. What on earth is going on here? I'm having a terrible problem here because I've just had to change over headphones and all these jack plugs seem to have got corroded over the 9 months of inactivity, so we'll get the old switch cleaner out there and inject tons of whatever we're injecting into the sockets and everything should work again. Well, it should, but that is a theoretical thing. Fine, this is Suburbia, 90.5 FM, announcing that a number of times because you probably wonder what you're listening to. Well, it is not, in fact, the Home Service, or even the Light Programme. Well, it is the Light Programme, I suppose. It's quite quick, isn't it? 300,000 metres or whatever. Anyway, back to the records. I'm not going to talk too much, because the current sort of idea is more pop and less prattle, which is exactly what I'm going to do. So we'll probably play a few tracks in a row next, without any vocal interjections by myself at all. Right, a single by Roxy Music from their album Avalon.
Your bath with Radio Suburbia.
That's what the man said. I'm wearing this at the moment. I'm wearing the guest headphones, which is an excuse for the most appalling headphones in the studio. While I resolder the jack plug on, because it's the cable is just broken where it goes into the cable grip, where they always break. This is what we find. Anyway, that's two tracks in a row there. First of all, Roxy Music from Avalon, and More Than This hit single from about I think March or April, something like that, and. Still on jukeboxes, our friend has been informed. Apparently a lot of people are listening to Radio Suburbia in great quantities in streets and in cars. Dear, oh dear. Mind you, it is probably getting out quite well, I would think. And not a speech impediment in sight. Fine. With off my comments from Mr. Martin. I need a long track now, so that'll enable me to cut the cable off the end and then resolder the jack plug on to the end of the cable of my favourite headphones, because I can't go through life listening on these pair of dustbin lids. So, meanwhile, back to the records, and indeed an amazing heavy metal album. Well, don't know really, heavy metal, sort of German, sort of Euro rock, call it what you will, by Eloy. Their album Planets.